بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين الله سبحانه وتعالى in Surah Baqarah Ayah 177 elaborates and explains to us the avenues where we should spend when it comes to your voluntary spending and the most deserving of your sadaqah and your charity, financial assistance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, is dhawil qurba, your relatives and those who are close to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, so it's wa'ata al-mal, he gives wealth, ala hubbihi, despite his love for it, dhawil qurba, to his relatives. Then, next in order, Allah says, wal yatama. Yatama is the plural of yatim. Yatim is an orphan child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after the relatives, who comes next? Al-yatama, the orphan children. An orphan child is extremely special in the sight of Allah azza wa jal. An orphan child in Sharia, in Islam, is that child who has lost his or her father and has not yet reached the age of puberty. The moment the child has reached the age of puberty, the child is no longer considered or referred to as a yatim in terms of Sharia. So that is an orphan child. And there are a number of ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraging us to spend on the orphan child and attend to the needs of an orphan child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran also has revealed specific ayat pertaining to laws regarding the orphan child and how we should care for them and how we should spare on them. I will share one or two ahadith with you related to this aspect of spending on orphan children. And today the number of orphans is staggering. In the millions, there are orphan children around the world, in our own country, abroad. It's not that we don't have the opportunity. You know, we often say that the distress and the calamity and the hardship that befalls somebody can be a means of your elevation. Somebody else's hardship can be your opportunity to earn success in dunya and akhirah. And we have this opportunity on our doorsteps and, as I said, globally, where we can attend to the needs of an orphan child. If one family can just attend to the need of one orphan child, adopt one orphan child, and spend on the child, attend to the child's needs, whatever needs the child might have, education, costs, everything, whatever medical supplies, clothing, food, whatever it is, in whichever way we can contribute towards one orphan child, it could be a means of your elevation in Akhirah. I'll share a wonderful hadith with you this evening. You know, in this world, when you want to express your closeness to somebody, that how close you are to the person, you do this with your fingers. You keep your two fingers together. Somebody asks you, you know so-and-so, yes, I know him. The two of us, we like this, we tight. We grew up together. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Ana wa kafiru al-yateem kahataini fil jannah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I and the one who will attend to the needs of an orphan child will be like this in Jannah. The two of us will be like this in Jannah. So it is really a rewarding deed. And so easy for us. Today you have organizations, it's absolutely become effortless, an effortless exercise. All you have to do is a monthly donation, a monthly EFT, or debit order rather, on your account towards a certain organization, and they will ensure that those funds reach an orphan child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you greatly for this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said another hadith, من ضم يتيما بين مسلمين في طعامه وشرابه حتى يستغني عنه وجبت له الجنة. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you will adopt an orphan child, meaning you identify an orphan child, whether the child is in the orphanage or you adopt the child, bring the child into your home, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if anyone from amongst the Muslims will do that, attend to the needs of the orphan child until the child becomes independent, wajabat lahul jannah, entry into Jannah is compulsory for such a person. That person has already earned his or her entry into Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us the categories who are most deserving of your sadaqah, the wilqurba, the relatives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wal yatama, the orphan children, then who, wal masakeen, then the needy. Every other needy person, every person who is miskeen, who is in need, who needs some assistance. And again, the number is staggering. We do not have to look too far away to understand and to realize the level of poverty and the number of people who are poverty stricken and who are suffering financially from a financial point of view. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, I'll end on this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, As-sa'i ala al-aghmala wal-miskeen kal-mujahid fi sabirillah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the one who strives hard, he works very hard to spend on al-armala, widows, the widows. Again, how many widows we have out there? The number of widows also staggering. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever as-sa'i means he goes out of his way. He goes out of his way to look after widows. And he goes out of his way to look after the masakeen. He goes to look for them, to identify them. He doesn't wait for them to come to his door. There's a saying of one of our pious predecessors. He says, "Ni'mal amir ala babil faqir." The best wealthy person is the one who is seen at the door of the poor. He goes to the door of the poor. He doesn't await for the poor to come to his door. That is the best wealthy person. That he goes out identifying them, looking for them. Nabi Sassan says, As-sa'i, that one who goes out of his way to look after the widows and to look after the miskeen, the third category mentioned, the masakeen, to look after them, he's like a mujahid who is constantly in the way of Allah. He's like a mujahid, one who's in jihad. In fact, the narrator says, وَأَحْسِبُهُ قَالْ He says, and I'm quite certain, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also said, كَالْقَائِمَّ الَّذِي لَا يَفْتُرُ The reward that he gets is like a person who spends the entire night in prayer, never going to sleep. وَكَالصَّائِمَ الَّذِي لَا يُفْتِرُ And the reward he gets is like the reward of the one who fasts continuously throughout his life without breaking his fast. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us